Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. Valuable hands-on learning is leading to success for students at the South Valley School in West Jordan. On this episode of the Supercast, find out how middle and high school special education students, as well as South Valley students, are getting early work opportunities in a school-based shop focused on engraving everything from footballs to rolling pins and keychains. It's also a place where students provide framing work for the public. Let's start by heading into the shop with a student intern, where I get a little help framing my own cherished pictures and mementos from the past, and get perhaps a little too close to the framing cutter. Tell me your name.
My name is Dallin Nelson. I intern here at the engraving shop.
Now, Dallin, you're not just an intern here, you're a student here as well, correct?
Correct. I am in the program for life design.
And tell me about life design.
It's a program where people like me can get a better chance out there in the world.
I'd say you have a great chance after talking with you.
Thank you, sir.
And what does interning at the engraving shop mean?
I help around with any orders that might come through, be it engraving, lasering, cutting.
What are some of the machines that you work on, and tell me a little bit about some of the things that you do.
Over there we
have
some of the laserings.
Okay.
These two who are mainly these two in the rotary are the main machines we work with for the most part.
And what types of material can you engrave on in here?
We can engrave on metal, plastic, and glass.
Does kryptonite work in the machine or no?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I probably could, actually. It looks like a pretty sturdy machine. It looks like we have a whole cart full of footballs that you've been customizing. Tell me about that.
So these are the game balls that we engrave and give back to the players as the reward. Trophy, pretty much.
And who has ordered these?
Grantsville.
Grantsville. So from how far away do you take orders? This is pretty exciting.
From my time here, we have taken a few orders from quite far over the area.
Yeah, Grantsville. That's pretty impressive.
This is a result of both the laser and the rotary.
So the so you did these. These are name tags. Looks like for some sergeants and detectives.
Yes.
And you said that you use the rotary and the engraver for this. What do those two machines do?
This was used to etch the images that you see on the nameplates.
Oh, so the images are done separate from the letter.
Yes.
And is it the rotary that...
The rotary is not capable of doing pictures.
I see. So the rotary does the letters?
Yes.
And the engraver does the photos. What are some of the other projects? You've engraved footballs, glass, plastic, wood?
We have some rolling pins.
Rolling pins?
Yeah, for nutrition districts.
So you can engrave just about anything?
Pretty much.
That's impressive. So this is, it comes with a little holder too, it looks
yes.
like. Is that from South Valley?
Yes, these were machined here in the wood shop just next door.
And so does this take longer than doing plastic? Is wood more difficult to engrave?
Sometimes it can be, sometimes it's not. Some types of wood burn differently than others.
How did you get the opportunity to be an intern here at South Valley?
One of my main goals is to be in graphic design later on, and this is a pretty big step, although I still may carry this work with me into the future.
Did you have to qualify to be in this position?
I did receive some qualifications for this in the past.
Okay. Great. Well, congratulations on getting the spot, and based on what I see already with footballs and rolling pins and such, you've got a great future. So...
This is what we use mainly to make some name tags.
Okay.
Some magnetics, some like traditional clips.
I gotta tell you, my mind's racing with all of the name tags I can have you make for me to set on my desk to see if people are paying attention. So the cutter, tell me about the cutter.
This is used in conjunction with the vacuum.
Let's fire it up. All right. So does the vacuum pull off whatever you're cutting?
Yes, when it's turned on separately.
All
Oh wow, that's pretty loud.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you cut along here?
We also use this to cut stuff that we'd engrave in the future.
What are your plans? Do you like this type of work? Is this something that you can see yourself doing longer term?
Yes, definitely.
And what do you enjoy about it?
I'd like to imagine the happy thoughts of the people receiving the awards when their face might light up.
Well, great, Dallin. Thanks for giving me a tour. It's a thrill to meet you, and congratulations on the great work you're doing here.
Thank you for having me on your show, sir.
You bet. We're here with the South Valley School principal, Rita Bullion. Rita, thanks for taking time with us this afternoon.
It was our pleasure. Yeah, we're glad to have you and your wife here.
For those who may not be familiar with South Valley, can you just describe what you're about and what goes on here?
Yes. So we have students from all over Jordan School District. They come from all of the high schools. And our job is to help them transition into adulthood. So when we're a post-high program. So when they're finished with their high school, if they haven't received their diploma, they come to us. For some students, we help them achieve their diploma. But for all students, we help them achieve independence. And we connect them with the community through jobs, through community-based activities where we go to the grocery stores in their area, or we go bowling in their area. So ways that they learn to access the community so that they'll do that when they are completely finished with school.
I know one of the classes is life design. Tell me about the life design class.
So we have a unique cooperation with Jordan Applied Tech Center, the North Campus. We have two classrooms there, and those are our life design classrooms. All of the students that are there are getting jobs, getting their diploma, and working towards using UTA independently for their transportation. And for those students, it just feels more special to them because they're on a college campus, so they like the fact that they're at SLIC. For some students, it's hard to transition from high school and then continue school here, but those students are really pleased to be able to say we're at the SLIC campus. You know, we go to school at SLIC.
One thing I love about South Valley School is just the resources that are brought together and the number of different plans that can be developed based on the student's individual needs.
All of our students have IEPs. We individualize their educational plan just for them. So we include developing resumes, learning UTA if it's possible, but we also have students who are getting their driver's license. We have students who come for 6 months and just finalize their diploma, or we have students that come for 4 or 5 years to get all of the things that they need in order to transition successfully into the community. When I first started here, the thing that struck me the most was, after coming from a huge high school where they were just one little piece of that school community, they come here and everywhere they look, there's a friend, a potential friend. So the friendships and relationships that develop here among the students is really something to experience.
Yeah, it's only one of the things that makes South Valley such a great place. And you offer a lot of services to the public, and we're going to talk about those in future Supercast episodes, but can you outline some of those for me?
We have a wood shop here, and the students that work in the wood shop are middle school and high school students from throughout the district that are also in special ed programs, but they come here. They learn, one important thing, they learn pre-employment skills. They learn to be on time for a job, how to dress appropriately, the safety things that are required for any job, how to respond to your boss. But they get to do it in a woodshop atmosphere, so they get to take projects home. They take pride in building, for example, new tables for South Jordan Middle. And when they finished that project, our bus took the kids to South Jordan Middle. The truck delivered the tables there, and the students were able to take the things that they had just made into the school and set them up. It was awesome.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's a sense of accomplishment that many of us don't get in a normal work day.
And then those kids who go to school there get to go back and see that every day and can say, I helped build that. I made those table legs, you know.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
What are some of the other services offered to the public?
This year, because of COVID, we haven't been able to have our students go out into the community and to do job experiences as intensely as we have in the past. So some of our teachers have gotten creative about developing an enterprise here within the school. So one of our classes makes pins. So we sent you some.
Yes.
That kind of helped you deal with the wearing a mask, you know. So we can customize, they will customize any size, shape, or design that you want. We're going to have a new administrator tour here in a few weeks, and they're making administrator buttons for us to give those new administrators.
Very cool. Yes, this is one of the places we love to take new administrators to show it off. Which gets me to why I'm here. Let's get some framing going, shall we? Stay with us. When we come back, we'll hear more about the skills students are learning and find out how the public can access South Valley School's engraving and framing services.
If you're ready to start your child on the path to personalized learning, we're ready to help. The Jordan Virtual Learning Academy is coming to Jordan School District in the 2021-22 school year. Three new schools will be opening as part of the academy: Rocky Peak Virtual Elementary School, Kelsey Peak Virtual Middle School, and Kings Peak High School. Each school will have their own principal and teachers, and each will give students a choice in their own learning. The schools will offer synchronous learning, which is teachers providing real-time, live online instruction, and asynchronous learning, where teachers provide videotaped instruction for learning on a student's schedule. To register your student in the Jordan Virtual Learning Academy, visit connect.jordandistrict.org.
We're going to switch to framing, and it's time to meet the framing team. Let's have them introduce themselves.
Vicki Thomas, and I've been back in this room since 2009.
And what did you do before that?
I was in a classroom.
Okay.
Peggy Buechert, and I just help out when they need me down here.
All right. Well, it's great to have both of you and your keen eye and talent help me with this next framing job. But I thought I'd bring a couple of greatest hits that Vicki and Peggy helped frame for me. We have them all wrapped in bubble wrap. But these are some of, I mean, I love these that you guys framed for me before. Come on over. Let's take a look here. I want to remind you of some of your handiwork from years gone by. So this one is actually from Comic-Con in San Diego. And this is years ago, before they charged for you to meet individual stars. I don't know if you remember this one. You've done a lot of pieces since then.
Oh, yes.
But this is my Lord of the Rings piece with the Lord of the Rings mini promo poster. And then there's a picture of me with Elijah Wood and another random hobbit. And then the autographs from Elijah Wood and another one of the hobbits and some pictures of me leaning in at the table where I wasn't supposed to get a photo with them, but snuck one in anyway at the autograph table. And you guys did such a nice job. This frame, the mat is really, it just ties in very nicely with the poster. And you put this border in there. What's that border called when you put something like that in there?
It's called fillet.
Fillet?
Mm-hmm.
That fillet makes it look kind of old worldy. Mm-hmm. And this other one, we'll cut this one open too. I'm quite proud of this Lord of the Rings thing. I sat in the convention hall in San Diego for a long time to get their autographs. It was before you paid for individual autographs. You just had to want it worse than everyone else and be willing to wait long enough, and that was me. So it's really nice to have these memories preserved instead of in a shoebox. I just love having them framed so nicely, and I'm doing this podcast out of enthusiasm personally, and I hope people just realize what a great resource we have here, and their stuff can get framed and look better than if they took it anywhere else. All right, the one I'm going to reveal now that we pop out is actually something I didn't buy to have framed. I actually saved box tops for this one. I saved proofs of purchase from a now-defunct cereal. I can't even remember what cereal it was, but there were O's involved. O's and oats. But you had, it was my free Rocky Balboa poster. Actually, my Rocky II poster. And it's a little tattered, but so's Rocky. He's been through a little bit. And you mounted it so nicely. It kind of it preserves the little curls and rips and tears.
preserve the oldness of it. It's absolutely beautiful.
So you helped me pick out this weathered frame that goes with the weathered dude on the weathered poster. It just, I love this. It was, 1979. I was 10. I was 10 years old, had this hanging on my wall, and it's just a really fun way to preserve it. And
it's so cool.
So it hangs up in our TV room. And it's just another example of the great work that you guys do here, framing. So we have brought more for you, and these are actually for my son. I frame for me first, and then my son
absolutely
second.
Absolutely.
As well it should be.
As well it should be, that's right. So this is a picture of me and my sons with Mark Hamill,
mm-hmm,
of Star Wars fame, Luke Skywalker. And when I posted it on social media, I said, Luke, I am their father.
That you are.
So we have Luke and Yoda in just kind of a smaller poster size, and then an 8x10 photo of the four of us, my son with his lightsaber, and then this was an autograph that Mark Hamill actually just handed to my son as a bonus out of his back pocket.
Nice.
So shall we take a look and see what frames and mats you guys recommend for this one?
Yep, let's start with the mats.
We got some blues in there. And
do you want it double matted or just single matted?
What do you think?
Well, that other one we did kind of the stand up with the fillet, so I think double matted would be nice.
Yeah, let's do a double mat.
I think it should be double matted.
Okay, let's double mat it. So we just take a corner out. Now, when you pull these colors, what are you looking for?
Well, I don't know. We just try to look for something that we think's going to go with the picture.
You just kind of use the force.
We do use the force back here a lot.
Okay. The purple kind of looks cool, actually.
Purple, yeah. That's with the dark blue mat, or we could do a black mat under the purple.
It evokes space.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I think that looks with the black.
I think it looks good
better
with the
than
black.
The dark blue.
Yeah. The black and the, what is that, a lilac, lavender?
Let's see what they've called. Purple haze.
Purple haze.
I wondered why it was all in my brain.
So we'll do the black mat on the bottom, a quarter inch, and then the top mat would be the purple haze.
Yeah, there is some black in there.
Mm-hmm. And the black just makes everything stand out.
I don't know how it is, but you pull these colors, and it's exactly the colors that need to be around that picture. And this set of pictures, it works for every picture on there. That's why I keep coming back. I really want people to know about the services that are available at South Valley. So why don't you tell us the services you're responsible for and how everyone can access those?
I do the engraving part, and we service people from districts, from North San Pete County. We do Ogden, Logan Canyons District, Jordan School District. I think we've done name tags for every state in the United States. We've done Hawaii to California to New York. Utah's probably the fewest we've done.
Well, the name South Valley has spread far and wide. And the framing, tell us about the framing services.
We do framing. Right now we have jobs from several people that are outside the district. We do a lot of in-district framing. And probably on the framing part, we do as much outside the district that we do inside. And we are better than
Michael.
Anybody else in the valley.
We
have a great framing team.
I can attest to that for sure. And the prices are the best part. So
that's
tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, they can call the school or they can email Vicki, Vicki.Thomas@JordanDistrict.org. Or they can call South Valley School and get our email through there. Make an appointment. We're very flexible.
Well, you don't know it yet, but I have a strange project coming your way next time I visit. I asked every school to send me one of their custom masks from the pandemic. So any school that had a custom mask, I've collected those. I have a whole drawer full of them. And what I really want to do is frame a huge display so that we can walk by it and either shudder for a while we think about everything we've been through, or also memorialize everything that we've been through, and we can see that down the line.
I think that sounds like a great, fun job.
I'm going to describe...
Right now it's still shutter, but in the future I'm hoping it'll be more endearing.
That's right. That's the hope. And I'd like us to frame that into a big display so we can walk by it and shudder for the first few years, and later on reflect back on everything we accomplished and overcame. A big thanks to everyone at the South Valley School who joined us on the Supercast today. And as always, thank you for tuning in. Remember, education is the most important thing you will do today. We'll see you out there.